The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of The Hartford or its affiliates.
You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast, brought to you by The Hartford.
All right, welcome back to the Small Biz Ahead podcast. I'm here with Gene. And Gene, I want to know, how often do you call your current customers?
Oh, actually, like pick up the phone and call them?
Yeah, just to say hi.
Not that often. I mean, it's such a good question because phone calls, they're tough nowadays, aren't they? I mean, people don't want to get phone calls.
No.
If I don't have anything to talk about, what am I like, hey, Elizabeth, what's going on? You know, like people are busy and running around during the day. So I don't normally call just like have a call. I email a lot to my customers and I see them at events. We put on a lot of events in my company, meetups and sort of like, events for, training and support for the products we sell. So customers come to that. That's an opportunity to see them.
So if you're a small business owner in the Philly area, what is your meetup group?
So we have a few of them. We have a meetup group for each of the products that we sell. So we have a dynamic CRM meetup group, a Zoho CRM meetup group, a Salesforce meetup group, and then we have it like in a hotel outside of the city.
Is it like networking?
Yeah, it's what we do is it's 2 hours of basically free training. So anybody comes and we actually buy coffee and bagels and all that. And we pick like one topic to talk about, like, oh, how does Salesforce's email integrate with Outlook? And, you know, we have a discussion on that. And then we open it up for just questions back and forth.
Do you get a lot of good questions?
Yeah. And we get a lot of, you know, and it's been growing every month. So we, I don't know, anywhere from 20 to 40 people show up. It started out with just a couple. And we do it for two reasons. We have existing clients that come. So it's nice to see them. And it's also nice to just give them something for free, like come on out and like whatever. Because we've learned, even though they get the information for free, nobody's smart enough to do it on their own. So they're just like, yeah, this is all very nice. Why don't you guys come on in here and set this up for us?
Upselling.
It is. It's like a chance to upsell. And then, of course, it's a prospecting thing as well. Yeah. Some people that are users of the product already, but they need help, you know, they'll come in as well.
So you would recommend that for service-based businesses like yours?
I think events are great. I really do. So we do a lot of online events. We do a lot of on-site events. And I have a real, you talk about phone calls. We do this in lieu of phone calls. And when we do these meetup groups, if we get 30 people that sign up to come, I don't care if nobody shows up. I really don't, because we got their contact information.
Yeah.
And now I've got a reason to email them and say, hey, can you make it?
And donuts.
And we got all the bagels and donuts.
You
bring it back.
Yourself.
Yeah, everybody gets to keep it.
All right, we're going to be right back with our question. This is about how often you should be emailing customers.
Every hour. This podcast is brought to you by The Hartford. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford strikes back for over 1 million small business customers with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Check out The Hartford Small Business Insurance at thehartford.com.
Our question today is from Kenny in Kansas, and he's a personal trainer. He writes, if I wanted to start an email marketing campaign, how often would I have to reach out to my customers? Would I need to start doing content marketing? And what even is that? So I'm going to tackle the content marketing question.
Go for it.
That's what I do.
Go for it.
So content marketing is figuring out who your customers are, which I know sounds crazy to a small business owner, but some business owners don't really have a good sense of who their customers are.
True.
So you find out who your customers are, and then you give them content that helps them use or take advantage of your products. So in the form of a personal trainer, content marketing would be sharing or creating content on fitness, diet,
nutrition,
anything really related to personal training.
Mm.
So what Kenny would do is he'd go find a writer, maybe a college student. Gene's favorite thing is to suggest
marketing kid. Yeah, finding the college student, right?
Have them write some basic articles on training, or you could do videos. Actually, I think videos would probably work best. And then you have that content to then put up on your social media platforms and to use in your email. As far as email marketing, I think the standard is at least once a month.
It really does depend on email. And by the way, the content, just to even add, that's a great description of content marketing. And it really should be a value. It should not be selling anything. It should be It should be just an educational value. How can I help my customers or my community?
Actually, that's a good idea. What do you use for content marketing? So, just a reminder, Gene's company sells CRM systems.
Yeah, so we're in the technology business. So what we do for our content marketing, and we send emails. So I want to talk about how often you should be doing this. I have a lot of different email lists, and the content depends on the list. The frequency depends on the list. So we've got a list of people that right now, and there's like 1,000 people on this list, the people that I've had communications with before in the past might have been interested. They fell off the face of the earth for whatever the reason.
Yeah.
They get an email from me once a quarter.
Okay.
Once a quarter. And that is usually on some general sales and marketing topic.
Okay. So it's because not about CRM systems?
No, not about CRM, it's just a general, because I can do that, because CRM has to do with, you know, sales and marketing. So just a general sales and marketing topic. Hope this information helps. Hope you've been well. And that's what we do. We have lists of people that are actual customers that are using the products that we sell. And they're like every 3 months we email to them. And it's I call it my how is list. How is Zoho, in other words, I come up with, how you making out, any questions, anything that you'd like, whatever, just specifically, or I'll email to them every 3 months some specific Zoho tip, something like, I know you're a Zoho customer, so here, Zoho integrates great with the phone system. You might want to consider trying out this add-on.
And then they call you.
Let me know if you need any help.
Yeah, but they call you like, I don't know.
I don't know what to do. Sounds great. So why don't you come on in? So it's education, but the idea there is that hopefully they're going to need some help and they'll come back to me. Then we have newsletters. People sign up for our newsletters. Well, that's a monthly newsletter. And we say it right up front. If you're interested in, I use Zoho or Salesforce, whether you're a client, maybe you're just a Zoho user in Alaska, you sign up for a monthly newsletter, and then we have tips, on the monthly news. So the question is, how often do you email? It depends on your audience. And nowadays, people don't just blast out an email to their entire database. They have it segmented down into multiple lists in their database. And each list has got not only a specific type of content you're delivering, but also what the frequency, what the frequency
and
is.
You can tell, because I deal with a lot of small businesses that I mm-hmm. use just mm-hmm. in the Hartford area in mm-hmm. my life. You can tell the ones that segment their lists and the ones that don't.
Yep.
So for a personal trainer, Kenny, I would say you want to create one list of your current clients, and then you want to create a second list of people who have inquired or former clients.
Perfect idea. Like people that have their former clients, or maybe you're right, they've inquired about your services. And then I think you might want to have a third list of people they could be cold prospects, but you have a hunch that they might. These are people that you might have met at networking events or social or whatever. They didn't even inquire about your services, but they might be out there.
Yeah.
So your clients could be hearing from you once a month because they like you, and you're going to give them a fitness tip. You know what I mean? You're going to recommend a good product or, a good whatever.
Remind them how to do a good squat.
Yeah, good whatever. And then there's your prospects, which maybe that's once a quarter. You know what I mean? That you're going to be. And then that third list, the people that are sort of out there that might have an interest or whatever, once or twice a year, maybe.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that you want your customers you want to stay in touch with your customers so they're coming back for more. You want your prospects and those other people that are out there. Everybody has an issue. We all think about fitness at different times of the year. We all do. And there is a certain percentage of the people in your database, Kenny, that are going to be like, you know what? This is ridiculous, dude. I've eaten way too many ring dings, and I'm watching way too much Netflix, and I need to get fitter, and I can't do it myself. So I think I should get a fitness coach.
Yeah.
You know what? I get these emails from this Kenny guy every couple of months. I like him.
Yeah.
I think I'll reach out to you. Your job, Kenny, is to be touching those people just enough so that when they discover that they determine that they need your services, they think of you first.
Yes.
And again, it just depends on the list that you're targeting.
Now, how to get started with email marketing. So the first thing to do is to choose what software you're going to use. So the I think the most well-known one at this point is probably MailChimp.
Constant Contact is also really well. Yeah. Django Mail. Django Aweber is very good. These are all really good.
We're going to list it. We've talked about all of those before.
Sure.
But it's actually really easy to set up different. Oh, yeah. I think in MailChimp, it's called campaigns, your different lists. They all have different terminology. And this is something that if you don't really have the time to do it, you could hire one of Gene's college students
that I always keep saying, or somebody part-time to help you out and do that. I'm a big believer in outsourcing and having people assist you in doing that stuff.
So you might have like what, a $500 initial investment in hiring someone to help you, putting your list together, creating like a template for your emails and that stuff.
I actually think that like a person that you're going to hire
on the high end too.
Yeah, I think I think it's somebody that you're going to hire is going to be on an average anywhere from around $50 an hour. Is what I think you're going to pay. So it might be less, might be a little bit more, but if you use a round number, $50 an hour for somebody to help you.
Pay a college student.
Not that much. Not that much. No, a college student would be like $20 an hour, 25. But you might find a good part timer somewhere else that is.
Fiverr, Guru.
Right. So those are sites that you can find somebody that might be just that much more experienced than like a college kid. And then when you think about it, like if the person's going to be sending out one newsletter a month, one newsletter a quarter, one newsletter, you know, like. How much time is it? Each newsletter should probably take, you know, 2 to 3 hours of work. I think it should cost you about $150 each time you send out a newsletter.
Once the initial work is done and that the templates and all that, whoever has set everything up, you would probably be able to just do it on your own.
But don't. Don't. You're better off spending your time and efforts in what you do best.
Yeah.
And you know, let somebody else do that for you. Just make sure they're doing the content the right way.
Okay. I would also like to ask our listeners to weigh in. If you have a small business and you do content marketing, tell us what topic you write about or you produce content for your business. If you have a small business and you don't do content marketing, also post in the comments and then I will go and weigh in on what topic I think you should be creating content on, and Gene will as well.
I like it.
Okay. We'll be right back with Gene's Word of Brilliance.
Do you want to start a business but don't know how to leverage your skills and strengths? Small Biz Ahead has you covered. Our new ebook, Opportunity Knocks, How to Find and Pursue a Business Idea That's Right for You, will help you determine the best markets for you to start a business in, how to set up a business based on your personality, and how to put your ideas into action with a solid business plan. Go to smallbizahead.com and click the link in the show notes to download your free copy today.
It's Word of Brilliance time. Gene, take it away.
My word is Mr. Rogers. Did you ever watch Mr. Rogers?
Of course I did.
Right? Did you? So, okay. Yeah. So that's certainly not dating yourself. So if you're too young to remember Mr. Rogers, then...
He's still on in repeat.
Yeah, he is. And a wonderful TV show, beautiful show about, you know, he had Mr. Rogers'
was
Neighborhood.
On when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
And he was on when your kids were.
Yeah. Although my kids weren't like big fans of his, but he was big in the 70s and the 80s.
Are your
when
kids
he was
monsters?
Yeah, they are monsters, actually. they are monsters. So they were like at the Rugrats generation, you know, Nickelodeon. But Mr. Rogers, wonderful friend. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, people's beloved figure. He died a few years ago. But anyway, he was in the news recently because the terrible events that happened back in May in Manchester, there was a quote from Mr. Rogers. It was actually Mr. Rogers' mother. I don't know if you saw this. It was viral, which basically said, when everything really bad happens, look for the helpers.
Yes, yes. Right? That's a famous. I've been seeing that, unfortunately, a lot lately.
That was a Mr. Rogers, you know, generated quote, which, again, I think it's his mother, but it was, you know, it was sort of, you know,
yeah,
it tested
him.
So anyway, so that brought another story that I wrote about, and this has a small business connection to it. There's a guy named Anthony Bresnikan, who is a writer for Entertainment Weekly, and he wrote this viral piece, a story that I think that resonates with anybody who runs a small business. He was a college student at the University of Pittsburgh, and he grew up with Mr. Rogers. And this guy right now is like in his 30s, I think. He's not that old. I mean, this wasn't that long ago. It was 10 or 15 years ago. He was in college, and he was really down in the dumps. His grandfather had died. Things weren't going so well. He's like really like kind of bumming out or whatever. Anyway, he's in Pittsburgh. Fred Rogers lived in Pittsburgh. That's okay. Where his show was broadcast at. So Anthony, for some reason, was in an office building. Again, he was a Pitt, but he was in an office building. And he gets in the elevator, and who's in the elevator but Mr. Rogers.
Oh my
it's
God.
Just him and Mr. Rogers. And this is a guy, this iconic... He grew up with Mr.
That's
Rogers.
A celebrity segment.
Yeah. And so Mr. Rogers in the elevator with Anthony, and Anthony just had to take the time to say, listen, I just want to let you know, you really helped me when I was a kid. I loved your show. And yeah, I've been feeling kind of down lately. I was actually just thinking about you recently, and you've given me comfort. And what does Fred Rogers do? He was on the way to some meeting in this office building. They got to like Anthony's floor. Fred Rogers got out of the elevator with this guy, this kid, this college kid, and sat down with him and said, tell me what's wrong.
Oh,
why are
God.
What's been bothering you?
I would just start bawling
he
immediately.
He did. He got all teary and he started telling about how much he missed his grandfather and how things were kind of whatever. And then Fred Rogers told him a story about his grandfather when he died and how he still remembers him and takes comfort. And he had this wonderful, warm conversation. And they went their separate ways and it was just a moment for this guy. Yeah. And he wrote about it just recently, recounting that. And, I thought to myself, as business owners ourselves, are we really listening all the time to our customers' problems? You asked me before, how often do I call my customers? I don't.
Totally put you on the spot.
Yeah, totally put me on the spot. I don't actually call. I email them checking in. You know what I mean? And
that's
how many
fine.
Times, but how many times, Elizabeth, I have to tell you, we sell technologies. You can imagine I get lots of customers like, oh, this doesn't work. That doesn't, whatever. How often do I really take the time to listen to what their pain is and truly take an interest and help them instead of just saying I don't know, dude. I'm just turn it on and turn it off again. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Unplug it and plug it back in.
Like we're so busy that we sometimes miss. And when we miss, by the way, we miss opportunities. We miss the opportunity to maybe help a customer. Even if it's not a revenue generating thing, it could be a goodwill type of thing that solidifies your relationship. And then they refer
you. Marketing.
Much like content marketing, it really is. So, Fred Rogers' customers were always those kids, his audience, his fans that watched. We never forgot them. Even when he was off the air, he never forgot them.
Oh my God, I'm going to start crying.
Oh, it was a great story.
Now, I bet Corey listens to your customers.
He listens because that's his job. It's his job.
Okay, thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll be back in a few days with another episode.
See you soon.
Thanks for joining Elizabeth and Gene for another edition of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. For the latest on small business trends straight from the small business experts, visit the Hartford Small Biz Ahead. We've got articles, how-tos, and videos to help you run your business more efficiently. Check us out at smallbizahead.com.